unvarnished truth is that, you know, when my ex-wife got pregnant, I decided I had to do the responsible thing and, you know, go to college and, you know, drop the band and support my, you know, kid and all that kind of stuff, which is the, you know, the good thing to do. But at the same time, what I, you know, looking back on it now, I should have stayed in the scene. I should have tried to do something else. You know, if I couldn't be in a band, I could do something in, you know, management, or I could have done something in production or recording or something like that to kind of keep my toe in the water. But I think part of it was that happened to me, and so my life changed. And part of it also was that, you know, the music was changing and we were changing. You know, I had no problem really with the hardcore stuff because I actually, you know, was into hardcore, you know, for the first few years in the early 80s. I was fine with it. It got stupid. You know, honestly, when Rollins got into Black Flag and all that, and I kind of, that's, you know, around, I guess it would be like after 83, 84, to me, the scene kind of just, you know, it was done. You know, that scene was good for like a year or two years, the hardcore scene, you know, when Minor Threat was first kind of around and starting out. When Minor Threat put out their first album, I think it was called Follow the Flock, or what the hell was it called? I remember the album had a bunch of sheep on it. But after that came out, it was kind of done for me. All the stuff that came into the mid '80s and that was, to me, it was like, it was just a rehash of what had been done in, you know, 81, 82 kind of thing. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think we would have probably fallen out of that anyway, but if we had stuck together, I think, you know, possibly some, you know, like if I had stuck with Greg or that kind of thing, you know, we probably could have done something a little bit more. We would have taken the next step, you know, essentially. I think, you know, we would have probably, you know, tried to play, you know, new music that was more interesting, you know, kind of thing. So, but I think it was a combination of things. I think we were all kind of moving on our, you know, in our own directions. You know, our drummer went out to New York, you know, Mick, I don't know, he hooked up with some girl, you know, I kind of only touched base with them a little bit after the band, and, you know, and you know, everybody kind of drifted off in their own separate, you know, directions.